Well, welcome everyone for our afternoon session, Friday afternoon of our 2022 conference. Before I turn this segment over to Milena, I would like to mention to everyone, since this is a recurring morning, afternoon, day-to-day meeting, you need to be aware of when you were led into our cosmic crucible of light with all the beings that were present to support us in this conference, that never changes. So we will not be in the centering meditations every day. We will not be leading you into the crucible. You already are in it. And will remain in that energetic flow for the entire 3 days. So you will feel notice that your field is really accelerated and rarefied. So take advantage of it, because you may notice a difference on Monday morning. But you can always go there, you know, take yourself into that crucible, but it will not be in the energetic format that this is at this present time. Okay, so I think we are ready to start. Milena?
Okay. All right, so everyone should be muted. And then those of you who know how to just cover your camera, just do it, okay? But you want to be sure you keep focused on the screen. We're going to begin with just a couple of graphics. In this next process, we're going to go places we've never been. And you're going to hear me use the word luminous often. So the graphic behind me, and I'm going to cover myself so you can see the graphics better. One second here. There we go. All right, so this is kind of our entryway. And there will be a point where you will begin your journey alone and you will be going into a different vortex. And for me, I'm a very visual person. This is kind of what I see when I go into that. And then we're going to end up in a place. I'm going to show you a couple of different graphics here, just kind of just give you something for your rational mind to understand. So when we're going through it, you know, you're not trying to create a picture in your own mind. So we're going into a very luminous realm. And when I say luminous, it is luminous. In this graphic, you can see the luminosity of these colors. And this is similar to what I see. Now, it's not fixed like this. It doesn't have a structure of this, but it's the luminosity of these colors that are... It's moving very gently, very slowly. It's constantly swirling. And here's kind of a little different view, but it's just all the colors you can't imagine, because we've never seen these colors that where we're going. But just imagine it like this graphic, if it was it was in movement and it was more like shattered glass, you know, in its composition. So I will leave. Let me just show you one more too before we go. This kind of depicts what I see when we're in there, and as well as this. Okay. So I'm going to leave this graphic up as we go through this process. And I think it looks like everyone is in. So take a breath. In fact, take several. And be aware of yourself sitting in your seat in the grand chamber of our light temple vortex. kind of look around. Take a look at the others in our community. So sit back now. And as you're relaxing, become aware of you as the grand soul spirit that you are. Radiating all those fields and streams of light. As you sit in the center of your toroidal field, and as depicted by that earlier graphic, what a beautiful sight. Your radiant light truly is. So let's consciously breathe together, knowing that each breath we take is sacred. So slowly inhale to the count of four. One, two, three, four. Hold. Exhale slowly to the count of eight. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight. Inhale to the count of four. One, two, three, four, and hold. Exhale to the count of eight. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight. So you continue two more full circles of breath. And with each circle of breath, go deeper and deeper into your sacred heart center. Be sure you are emitting the seventh dimensional frequencies. And set your light frequency to 150%. Take another breath. Now, very slowly, in small increments, let's begin to increase our light frequency to 150.5%. So increase to 150.1, 150.2. 150.3, 150.4, and 150.5. You should feel an immediate change occurring. Keep breathing. So again, very slowly, we're going to increase to 151%. So let's go. 150.6. 150.7. 150.8. 150.9. 151. Take deep, deep breaths and stay conscious. If you feel you're about to go unconscious, do not push it. But if you're okay, let's slowly increase to 151.5. So 151.1. One 51.2. And breathe. 151.3. 151.4. 151.5. And breathe. And if you can remain conscious, let's increase now to 152%. So 151.6, and breathe. 151.7. 151.8. And breathe. 151.9. 151.2. Breathe. We're going to stay here just for a moment and hold this. Continue to breathe. We're going to slowly back it down to 151%. So turn it back to 151.8. And down to 151.5. One 51.3. 151.1. Now back totally to 151%. If you are comfortable, you can remain here at 151%. But if you feel you're wavering on going unconscious, return to 150%. It is more important to remain conscious and aware than it is to hold a higher vibrational rate at this time. And you do not want to go unconscious and miss what lies ahead. Keep breathing. So while 0.5% or 1% may sound like very small increases, it is not when engaging in these highly refined frequencies. Energetically, each incremental increase is massive. So find the most comfortable set point for you so you can remain conscious and aware throughout the segment. So the key to staying conscious is to continually take deep, slow breaths. And we will remind you often during this journey to breathe. So with your light frequency set, our light temple begins to spin and spin, slowly at first, and then increasing in speed. As it spins, everything and everyone around you will disappear. You're only aware of yourself in the spinning vortex of light. The journey that lies ahead is for you. And as we have done in the past, this is a simultaneous journey for everyone in our community. However, you will only be aware of yourself and what is occurring for you. So as the spinning slows, you will see in front of you our 12th dimensional magenta diamond of radiating light. At their respective points, there are now two 12th dimensional beings from each elemental kingdom. In front of the magenta diamond are Archangel Michael, Archangel Gabriel, Archangel Uriel, and Archangel Raphael. All four will be our guides to the interportal. The center of the magenta diamond is pulsating with golden light. It is infused with the platinum rays. The archangels greet you once again and invite you to join them in the portal. As you enter the spinning vortex of the seventh dimension, the four archangels surround you. Your speed will begin increasing as you travel deeper and deeper into this dimensional realm, making numerous 90-degree turns. Soon you begin slowing and then to a complete stop. With the mist swirling around you, Archangel Michael steps forward and says to you, "We have brought you to the furthest edge of what you refer to as the seventh dimension. The remainder of the journey will be for you to travel alone. Before you proceed, we want to make you aware of a couple of things." Take a breath. What lies beyond is the next major step in your evolution as an ascending master of light. You will be entering a completely new sequence of light frequencies. This realm vibrates with highly refined and very different light and sound codes. These frequencies will be the most energetically powerful you have encountered so far on your ascension journey. Once we open this gateway and you enter, there is no turning back. There is no return path, only the path forward. If you are ready to proceed, please state your declaration that you understand these things that have just been presented to you. With your declaration received, we will open the gateway. And as you pass through the gateway, you will enter into another spinning corridor of light. Keep moving forward, and the corridor will lead you to your destination. Blessings, dear one. Be in wonderment as this mystical journey unfolds for you. Entering the gateway, you proceed forward, and you are moving slowly at first. The light and the colors in this spinning vortex are incredible, becoming even more brilliant the deeper you go. In the past, when you have traveled to other realms, you might have had the feeling of being propelled from behind, or maybe caught up in an energy current moving you along. In this space, it is different. It may at first seem like a very subtle difference, but it is an important one to take note of. In this spinning vortex, rather than being propelled, it feels as if something is drawing you to it, almost as if you have a magnet on your chest drawing you forward. See if you can perceive the difference. Your speed begins accelerating faster and faster, again moving you in sharp angles. Drawing you forward and taking you deeper and deeper. You are slowing down and come to a complete stop. Take a breath. In a moment, a doorway opens in front of you, and you are aware of being invited in. You step into a magical, kaleidoscope-filled, light-filled realm with the most beautiful, luminous colors you have ever seen. The light and the colors are reflective and prismatic, and they swirl very gently around you, filling every fraction of space. You have entered into the indescribable, beautiful, luminous realm of the eighth dimension. Take a breath. Someone is greeting you, but not with a voice. The communication is being transmitted into your higher mind, holographically and telepathically. You do not see anyone, but you are very aware of a presence near you. This presence is welcoming you and drawing you forward and taking you deeper and deeper into this amazing realm. You are invited to sit. This beautiful presence that you cannot see is seemingly sitting in front of you and begins transmitting to you. Welcome. You have at long last returned to what you would refer to as the eighth dimension. Eons ago, you traveled through this realm often. When your soul and spirit were able to move freely from the higher worlds into the denser forms of matter at will. You were like a child, filled with the wonderment of exploring, experiencing, and creating new worlds. I and the others here are known to you as the luminous ones. Now, in the past, when you journeyed to inner Earth, you met the beautiful beings you call the luminaries. They and others similar to us come forth from a vast stream of consciousness originating in the 15th dimension. Each stream has different roles and duties. And while our duties take us to many multidimensional realms, we are not limited by any dimensional frequency. We do not remain for long periods of time in frequencies below the range of the 13th to 15th dimension. Once our duties are fulfilled, we return to our original state. Now you and I know each other very well. And I am delighted to have this opportunity to reconnect with you, dearest one. So long ago, in another sequence of time, when the fall occurred and you knew you would not be able to return here for a very long time, we placed an eighth dimensional aspect of your light consciousness into a time lock. It has been kept safe and untouched until the time came that you could return and reclaim this next aspect of you. That time is now. So once the lock is reopened, do you give your permission for us to reestablish and reconnect this higher aspect, this higher light aspect of you? So this reconnection will set in motion an entirely different frequency and sequence of light codes, geometries, color, and sound codes. And take a breath. It will change everything, including who you perceive yourself to be. Having stated your permission, the Luminous One is guiding you even deeper into this incredible realm until you are aware of standing before a vault, which she unlocks. You enter the vault with the Luminous One, and she asks you to remove your crystalline key and hold it in your hands. Before you is a small table, and you are instructed to place the key lying flat into a crystalline tray. The tray is actually a type of scanner that reads your energy signature, color and sound codes, and your ancient symbol, all of which are held within the key. And as the key is being scanned, the vault begins to spin. And when it stops, you are aware of being in another large space. Remember, everything you are seeing is being transmitted to you holographically. Your eighth dimensional time lock is lit up in front of you, and it is imprinted with the light of your glowing ancient symbol. Taking your key, you place it in the lock and open your time lock. The Luminous One, who has now been joined by two others, retrieve a brilliant bundle of light. They are directing you to lie down on a table of pulsating light. So take a breath. Remain conscious and aware. So the three Luminous Ones are carefully unfolding this light bundle and begin connecting it into your unified field. The connections are made using magnetic pulses of pure light. The first connecting point is at the apex of the fourth triad. The next connecting point will be at the eighth chakra, your higher mind. The next connection is into your soul star. And the last connected point is into your Earth Star. Take a breath. This brilliant field of light is then extended to sit at the outermost edge of your unified field. Watch as they set this in place. This is an aspect of you that you have not had access to since the fall. So what is occurring in this moment is the reconnection of your eighth dimensional luminous field of light. And it is radiant. And breathe. So as the luminous ones complete the connections, we're going to take just a moment, allowing this reconnection to be stabilizing. So continue breathing as you watch this unfold. With the connection completed, you are led again to your seat. The luminous one begins to transmit to you and explains that this eighth dimensional luminous field of your light essence will never descend. For the first time since you have taken on form, you're being provided with an aspect of yourself to evolve into. You have been gifted an observable marker of light to grow into. This is an enormous step forward in evolving your light consciousness and your unified field containing all of your light bodies. Everything has been carefully designed to assist you in receiving and holding the ever-expanding and most refined light codes and energetics yet. So take a couple of deep breaths. We will now return to the vault. Retrieve your key, placing it back inside your garment of light. The spinning begins again. It stops, and you're standing in front of another iteration of this time lock. Moving forward, you are again being scanned. However, this time, it is your eighth dimensional luminous field that is scanned. Time clock opens. Held here is the eighth dimensional light template. This eighth dimensional light template will be carried in your eighth dimensional luminous field. Open yourself and receive this template now. Each member of your community will carry and hold this eighth dimensional light template. This is your first initiation into service as an ascending master of light. Returning to your chair, the luminous one continues to transmit. Since you entered this realm, many, many things have occurred. Your field of light and your consciousness has been forever altered and accelerated. The stabilization of your eighth dimensional luminous field will take some time. I will remain close by during your dream time tonight and throughout your gathering to ensure that your field remains stable. Take a breath. Your eighth dimensional luminous field and the eighth dimensional light template will affect each light activation and process that you will participate in during your conference. If you require assistance at any time, reach out. I am transmitting to you now how you once addressed me. You may receive it as a sound or light code that you will be able to translate into a name if you find that helpful. Now that we have reestablished this connection between us, I will remain accessible to you until you choose to cross the Rainbow Bridge home. Take another breath. Be aware of yourself sitting within the center of your entire unified field. And from that center, look to the furthest edge of your field, and you will see your beautifully brilliant, luminous field of light surrounding the entirety of your light essence. Imprint that now into your visual cortex. And breathe. Set an intention for yourself to consciously see this eighth-dimensional luminous aspect of you by placing your attention on it often. There is nothing more you need to do. By merely placing your awareness on this luminous field, it will impact you in ways that you cannot even begin to imagine in this moment. At this time, do not attempt to draw from these eighth dimensional frequencies, from neither your luminous field or from the first iteration of the eighth dimensional light template. More will be explained as you continue your 3-day journey. Take a breath and sit quietly for a moment, contemplating all that you have experienced since we began this journey. So the luminous one steps away and transmits that she will return shortly. And as she does, you have a sense that you can almost perceive the slightest of movements surrounding her presence. She is returning and is accompanied by a white lion and lioness from the Sirian Stargate. One of these beings was the one transmitting the 8-8 light template to you that was placed in your second triad. And Rata said to you then that this 8-8 template would be activated during this light conference. The luminous one and both the white lion and lioness are directing you into a small chamber. This is an 8th-dimensional sound and light activation chamber. Listen closely as mystical sound frequencies are being transmitted into your entire luminous field of light. And as you begin to receive them, you realize that the frequencies are encoded with streams of magnificent colors and symbols. Take a breath. Place your awareness on your second triad and see the 8-8 template lighting up. The Sirian lion that transmitted the template to you is directly in front of you, with eyes locked into yours. Continue to breathe. There's a lot happening for you. The Limsikit, the golden infinity symbol, begins to expand within your second triad, and you may feel the activity occurring. The other lion or lioness now takes its place in front of you, also locking its gaze with yours. Another set of light frequencies are being programmed into the infinity symbol. you could feel pressure within the entire triad as the expansion continues. Now the luminous one stands before you and touches your third eye. And the Sirian 8-8 template activates in an explosion of light. With the 8-8 template activated, this magnificent luminous being is gifting you with the vision to see a brilliant blue diamond crystalline light in the center of what you perceive to be her third eye. She then begins to transmit ancient sacred codes into the 8-8 light template. The Limnisket, the infinity symbol, continues to flow with golden light. The vivid blue color of the crystalline diamond has been added and creates another layer. This light template which is held in the infinity symbol encompasses your entire second triad and the crown chakra. Take a couple of breaths as this activation continues. This divine luminous being of light begins the final transmission. It is now time for you to return to your amazing light temple. You will be accompanied by these two sacred beings from Sirius. So much has occurred for you since you left your light temple. The being that you are has been forever changed. You are not the same being that entered this realm. You are so much more, and you are remembering. It will take many months of your time to fully comprehend the depths of what you have achieved here. Be gentle with yourself. Honor and embrace the beauty of the sacredness that is you. Love and blessings, dearest one of luminous light. Take a breath. The white lion and lioness are with you, and the space around you begins to spin and spin. Increasingly faster now. Take a breath. And be aware of yourself in your seat in our light temple vortex. And open your eyes. Sit quietly and hold what you're experiencing and feeling for as long as possible. We will take a 2-minute break. Welcome back, everyone. Take a breath. Now with that, we will close this segment. Do take care of yourself the rest of the day and the evening. Drink lots of water. We look forward to seeing all of you again tomorrow morning, 10 a.m. Central Time. So until then, blessings.
Blessings, everyone. It has been an honor to be in this place with all of you at this time, receiving what we have been gifted. Sit in this space as long as you feel necessary. It may take many more minutes for you to feel complete. So with that, we will close our session.